This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And man, you don't need to worry if we still have stuff. We have so much stuff. I have to address the Afghanistan anniversary of that daggone disaster. We have to talk about Capri Suns. And sadly, there's something sad we have to talk about with Capri Suns. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Roe versus Wade. Some people are giving dogs monkeypox. Chris, we might have to bring back the vomit button. All that and more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show tonight. Now, I need to address this real quick. You know what? Wakeem is probably going to set me up for it. 877-377-4373. Wakeem, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jesse, I heard you on Glenn Beck. You played a clip of it. And what Glenn Beck doesn't seem to understand is this. If you had Martin Luther King Jr. and you had Gandhi try and go against Adolf Hitler and the Nazis in Germany, or you know any communist revolution like you know Russia or China, how far would they have actually have gotten? And I have another question for you. How many good people were in the Third Reich that were just following orders? Okay, I know one who didn't follow orders, and of course that was my grandfather, and he was executed for it and put his family into poverty. Now, the other thing I did want to address was conservatives have caused a lot of these problems we have because part of their principles in the past has been that they surrendered all constitutional rights to corporate interests, saying that, you know.
Hang on one second. Hang on. I want to address what he's addressing, and I want to address it in a way that's fair to Glenn Beck because I need to set this up before I get to it. Glenn Beck, as you know, I know him. We're friends. I've asked him for advice before. I've been on his long-form podcast for an hour before. I mean, someone I know. In fact, the Blaze TV, I don't work for the Blaze TV, but I know several people are there. I have several friends over there. And I'm not going to sit here and make an argument I was having against Glenn here in front of you because that's not fair to him because he's not here to defend himself. In my opinion, that's a chicken-ass move. So I'm not going to do that. If you want to know what Keem is talking about, I'm going to play you this little clip. Glenn had me on his TV show, and the setup for it was simply this. Glenn saw me saying, hey, we should be in our red areas. We should be raiding their homes. If they're raiding ours, we should raid theirs. And you remember, I said, look, I will support a monster if it means taking care of the communists. I don't care. I'm not holding back on that. I'm not sorry for that. If the only person who will defeat the communists and stop these monsters from taking over my society is another monster, then I will choose a monster. I will, or I'll become him myself. Glenn disagreed with that. Now, before I play this, please understand this. And it's going to sound like I'm defending him, and I guess maybe in a way I am. Glenn Beck, you've been watching Glenn Beck and listening to Glenn Beck for how many decades now? Glenn Beck is a human being. I've personally walked his history collection, just him and me. It was just him and me in the room. It's one of the coolest experiences ever, all the history stuff he sucked up. He had George Washington's compass, his personal compass. He had a piece of Lincoln's outfit from the day he was shot. His history collection's unlike anything I've even seen in museums. What I'm saying is this is a human being with a deep, deep love and affinity for America and the Constitution and our founding. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I just, look, you know what? Here's the clip. He's not here to defend himself. Here's the clip. This is what Wakeem was talking about.
There is nothing. I've had this argument before. I had Roger Ailes tell me this. Glenn, we all love the Constitution, but we got to do what we got to do. No, we don't. We act within the framework of the Constitution and decency. We did do some horrible things. It's called Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but we did it because it actually saved more lives than it killed. There was reason behind it. It wasn't like, let's just burn them and put their shadows in the sidewalk. No.
Well, who's saying that? I agree with you there, Glenn. I want it done legally and purposely and to an end. I want an anti-communist end to it. I don't want to live in a country like this.
I'm not
celebrating this.
Right,
this sucks. I think it's awful.
But when you say somebody like Franco, that I don't want to live under Franco.
And neither do I. But I don't also want to live in a country where we do these kinds of, where they're allowed to do these kinds of things to us, and they're right. allowed to do them unafraid. The most shocking thing is not that the FBI is crazy or the IRS is expanding or any of these things that they've done. None of these things are the most shocking thing to me. The most shocking thing to me was Christopher Wray sitting in front of the GOP Senate, knowing he was about to raid the former president's home over nothing. And not only did he sit there in front of them, he told them, hey, wrap this up, senators. I got to go take a plane, a government-funded plane, on a vacation. What shocks me most is how unafraid they are of the right. They are completely unafraid of the right, and that we can never win that way.
That's how it went. And I'm going to leave it at that because, as I said, it wouldn't be fair for me to sit here and continue make the argument. I'm not even – look, we have to get aggressive. I don't like where we are. I hope people aren't under the impression I'm celebrating this. I think this is a terrible place to be. Nevertheless, I'm going to play you something. This is from a children's hospital. This is how entrenched the demons are in our institutions. You ask me what I would do to make sure these human beings can't hurt kids anymore, and the answer is anything.
Hi, my name is Priya Dhar. I'm one of the doctors at the Center for Adolescent and Young Adult Health here at the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. I wanted to talk to you guys today a little bit about puberty blockers. Puberty blockers are basically a medication that says, hey, let's just put a pause on puberty. And that can be really beneficial for younger kids who have already started the puberty process, who either might go through a lot of psychological distress as they go through puberty if they're struggling with gender dysphoria, or for somebody who's saying, hey, I'm not really sure if I feel comfortable in my body or what gender I truly identify with.
What will I do to make sure those people don't finish off every part of this society? Anything. That's the truth. That's the truth. All right, we're going to move on from that because we have Afghanistan we need to get to. You remember back in 2021, today, but in case you're unaware, today is the one-year anniversary of the Afghanistan debacle, Afghanistan falling to the Taliban. I'll get to your calls here in a couple minutes, 877-377-4373. And maybe you remember. If you don't, I'll play it for you. This is a little long. This is what I said back then. This is August 2021.
You're seeing the first instance of what I've been warning you about. We're going to get embarrassed on a national stage. We left these people there. Okay, fine. It's Afghanistan. I'm not going to pretend like you care about it or I care about it. I don't want innocent people to suffer, but I get that. It's Afghanistan. But more importantly, what we left, we packed up our stuff and pulled out the U.S. military. We left them Javelin missiles. We left them drones, anti-mine vehicles. We left them helos. They're flying our Blackhawks, the Taliban, the people we've been, you know, fighting against for the last 20 years. They're all carrying M4s, our M4s. They have our comms, secure comms now. They have NVGs now, courtesy of the good old US of A. How does that happen? How could a military possibly be so inept that they leave all billions and billions of dollars of equipment behind for the Taliban to use? How could that happen? You have generals worried about white rage instead of winning wars. This whole thing is not only amateurish and embarrassing, this whole thing is amateurish and embarrassing in front of the whole world. It's one thing if you walk outside and slip on the ice and fall on your rear end and you're by yourself. It's quite another if you're at a party with 500 people watching. We just embarrassed ourselves with the entire world watching. They think we're weak. They think we're amateurish. Our allies aren't quite sure if we're going to be there for them. And how could they be sure of that? We've got our allies in Afghanistan dropping like flies. This is a disaster.
So why did it look so amateurish? 1 year later, let's do a quick reflection. Why was it so rushed? I'll tell you something no one else is telling you. I'll tell you why, the real reason why it was rushed. I'll tell you in just a second. Before we get to that, happy the lady emailed in earlier about switching to Pure Talk. But I just need to continue to stress to you over and over and over again, and this will be unending, right? With everything we do, everything we do, we need to try to be more purposeful with where we spend our money and don't spend our money. Man, if you have Verizon Wireless, golly, go look up Verizon's ESG page. You're funding it. It's your money. Look up AT&T. Look up T-Mobile. Switch to Pure Talk. Their CEO is a veteran. They hire Americans. They love this country. You've never seen them do anything that spits in your values. And they never will. And you don't sacrifice coverage. They're on the same 5G network as one of the big guys. And you get a month free. How about that? From your cell phone. Pick it up right now. It takes less than 10 minutes. Dial #250 say Jesse Kelly. That gets you an extra month free on top of everything else. Dial #250 say Jesse Kelly.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Stay away from me. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're going to get to Serena Williams finally in the Capri Sun stuff and your calls, 877-377-4373. I do just want to remind everybody on the anniversary of Afghanistan's collapse, because it was such a disaster. I know you remember it. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I know you remember all of a sudden we were just leaving. We were pulling everyone out. And everyone said, okay, well, what about all the American civilians who are left there? We know now the number's over 800. What about the civilians? Oh, no, they weren't waiting for them. Okay, well, what about our equipment? Oh, let's just let the Taliban have it. And we pulled out and we bailed. And then the country fell in about 35 seconds. And don't believe any of this revisionist history that they were all shocked by how quickly it fell. If you were shocked, you're either stupid or a liar. Because I knew so many people who were still in and are still in. And to a man, every one of them told me, oh my gosh, the Afghan Defense Force is a joke. And the Taliban are going to take over the country immediately after we leave. This was common knowledge on the ground. Okay, so the Taliban take it over. And then what happened? What happened was the Biden administration caught heat. They caught heat for how it was done. We left Americans behind. But because they left with no plan for the vehicles, no plan for the Americans, they just went back in and threw a bunch of terrorists on the plane and flew them back to America instead. But why? Remember, I brought it up. Why? Why did it happen? Why was it so rushed? Because it was out of the blue, right? Why? This is the one-year anniversary. It's August 15th. Why? Why then? You know why? Because we're less than a month away from September 11th. And Biden's poll numbers were going down at the time. They woke up one day and just snapped their fingers and said, get out of Afghanistan, because they wanted to do a big September 11th anniversary celebration, spiking the football on them being the ones that got us out. That's why they did it. Joe Biden and all the communists who surrounded him, they got those 13 warriors of ours killed over there. They got the 10 innocent people we drone strike killed over there. They got all that equipment left behind, and they did it all for a 5-point bump in the polls. Those are the evil people who lead this country. And just remember, after we got those 13 warriors killed, you were mad about that too. I was livid about it. I know you remember. In response to that, they knew they had to do something. So in order to do something, they sent a Reaper drone out, and the Reaper drone killed 10 people, all of them completely innocent, 7 of them little children. And in response to that, the Pentagon decided to investigate the Pentagon, and the Pentagon figured out no one did anything wrong at the Pentagon.
Do you have any announcements in terms of any punishments, judicial punishments, for those who were responsible for the drone strike?
I do not anticipate there being issues of personal accountability to be had with respect to the August 29th airstrike. What we saw here was a breakdown in process, an execution in procedural events, not the result of negligence, not the result of misconduct, not the result of poor leadership.
Yeah, it was all fine. It's just 7 innocent children we murdered in response to your ineptitude. So look, I don't have anything to say. It was an embarrassment, but it was an embarrassment for 20 years. If remember the Afghanistan papers, I can't believe how many people haven't read the Afghanistan papers. Shockingly, it was the Washington Post who put it out, where they all got exposed. Every president, Republican and Democrat, every general, all of you are a bunch of lying, crooked scum who got our people killed over there, and you didn't ever have a plan at all. But the Raytheon bucks kept coming in, didn't they? Those General Dynamics dollars kept coming in. Hey, General Mattis, where are you working at now? Oh, hold on, let me see. Oh, General Dynamics, huh. Oh, Lloyd Austin, hold on. Oh, Lloyd, where are you taking money from? Oh, Raytheon, huh, what a shock. Great system we have going in this country. Yeah. John in St. Louis, go.
Yeah, I wanted to talk. You kept saying they don't want us to call it an FBI raid, but why do they keep calling it a Mar-a-Lago compound?
It is a compound. I've been in it. It looks like a little citadel. It's a little fortress. That's why they call it a compound. Hank in St. Louis, go.
Hey, Jesse, I met you in St. Louis. When you were there, I gave you the first double thumbs up.
I remember.
You do. Good, because we are about to start the final 7 years of history at Trumpets in September the 25th and 26th. The 26th is Messiah's real birthday. We're going to get...
I don't know why we're almost out of time. 7 years. Ray in Pennsylvania, go.
Hello. I'm calling up to hear about this rhetoric on the right side. How about Maxine Waters and her rhetoric saying about...
Well, yeah, look, we played it for you before, them calling us all Nazi white supremacists, Maxine Waters telling people to get in people's faces. Look, they believe... Remember this, remember. It's not complicated what the communist believes. He's the good guy. You're the bad guy. You deserve to be hurt for what you believe. And if you even try to stop him from hurting you, well, he thinks that's violence.
See this turnout here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies.
Michael just brought it up. It's a good point. We're like a month removed from them all calling the Supreme Court an illegitimate body. But today, man, I'll tell you what you definitely can't do, what you should never do in a million years, don't you dare question the integrity of the FBI.
And it talks about the Wall Street Journal investigation. Comprehensive review in February 2018 of Strzok's messages concluded that tax critical of Mr. Trump represented a fraction of roughly 7,000 taxes. Which stretch across 384 pages and show no evidence of a conspiracy against Mr. Trump. That is, of course, from Mr. Murdoch's Wall Street Journal. So despite that fact, I put that out there. The FBI makes mistakes. The church makes mistakes. People make mistakes. They screw up. Should this be any reason for Americans not trust that what the FBI and the DOJ are doing now is in pursuit of protecting classified documents?
Well, Joe, absolutely the American public should trust what the FBI is doing. You know what's...
Absolutely. Look, they make mistakes. Hey, Randy Weaver, sorry about your son and wife. Whoopsie. Just an oopsie. Made a quick mistake there. Our fault, guys. It's serious. All right. Finally, I'm going to make fun of Serena Williams. We'll get to some more calls, some emails. 877-377-4373.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Oh, I'll sing, Chris. You're not going to hold me back from singing. If I feel like singing along, I'm going to sing along. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jeff, Houston, go.
What do horrible things like Hiroshima and Nagasaki have to do with domestic political strategy? We killed 100,000 in Tokyo in one night with firebombs. That was far worse. Initially,
that's actually a fascinating story. The bombing of Tokyo, and why do people remember Hiroshima and Nagasaki more than what we did in Tokyo? There's a fascinating thing behind that. Anyway, moving on here. I wanted to address this quickly, and this is as much for me as it is for you. Probably more for me than it is for you. Be careful what you put in your eyes and ears. Be careful what you watch. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful of the people you surround yourself with, your friends. Be very, very careful about that. Be careful of the people who mentor you and guide you. Just be very careful. And I bring that up because I saw this article and I just marveled at it. Serena Williams, she's that tennis player. I think she's the best women's tennis player ever. One of them, something like that. Okay, women's tennis player. On retiring, this is what she had to say. If I were a guy, I wouldn't have to choose between tennis and family. This is something that she's actually said often, things like that. Men have it all. Oh, white people have it all. And I was thinking to myself, Serena Williams, she is worth an estimated $250 million. She rose from Compton, California, to become the greatest female tennis player in history. She has, I'm sure, her own clothing line, or at least branch of whatever Nike or whoever endorses her. I've seen, I don't know how many commercials with Serena Williams in them. She's on billboards. She's in magazines. You know that... That line you're waiting in at the airport to get on your flight. You know, it's you and me sitting there behind the guy who's farting in front of us. Serena Williams hasn't seen a public airport in I don't know how many years. She flies on private jets. She stays in $20,000 a night. I'm not making that up. Hotel rooms. She sleeps on yachts in the Mediterranean. This human being has it all. Everything. She lives a life better than most kings. What, Chris? Oh, yeah, $250 million worth. Oh, yeah, yeah, worth $250 million. She lives a life better than, frankly, the kings of old could ever have dreamt of. And yet Serena Williams is bitter. Bitter, unappreciative, ungrateful. Why? Why does that happen? Because of the people she surrounds herself with and what goes in her eyes and ears. I brought this up before when Ketanji Brown Jackson, or whatever her name was, got nominated to the Supreme Court and immediately got up and launched and everything she's gone through and the worst and finally America. There is a sickness out there of especially many in the black community in this country. LeBron James does this too. Oprah does this, where you are the American dream and yet you consume poison. Your friends feed it to you. Oh, man, it's because you're black. Oh, everyone's racist. Maybe your parents did. Maybe your aunts did. Maybe your uncles did. Maybe it's the movies you watch. Maybe it's the music you listen to. But believe me when I tell you, stop drinking poison. You know what's so wild? That life I just described of Serena Williams. Again, American dream, rags to riches, Compton to the greatest female tennis player ever. You know what's so sad about that? Wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, you have more happiness and contentment than that person will ever have in her lifetime. And as we speak, she's probably on some G5 private jet on the way to Lisbon eating a filet. And as you and me sit there eating Kraft Mac with wieners chopped up in it, we have more happiness and contentment than she ever will because she drinks poison. Maybe that's on her parents. I don't know them. Maybe it's on friends, siblings, husband. I don't know the situation, but I know this. When people consume poison, they consider themselves victims and they're miserable forever. There is no achievement, no accomplishment that will overcome the drinking of poison. There is no antidote for it. Be careful what you put in your eyes and ears. What you put in your eyes and ears affects you, and it affects me. Look, the wife loves, I don't know, what is it with you women? The wife loves these serial killer documentaries and documentaries about murder, and he murdered her, and then he skinned her alive, and then I don't watch them with her. Now, that's her thing. There's no judgment here. I have plenty of things that aren't her thing. There's no judgment here. But why don't I watch them? It's not that I don't find it interesting and I find the detective work interesting and things like that. When I'm done with this for the day, when I'm done talking to you and I'm off TV at the first 9 p.m. Eastern, remember I have a TV show every night on the first, man, I don't want any of that in my eyes and ears. I don't want to think about dead women and hurt kids and drug abuse and all the, I'm done drinking poison, right? We got to moderate the poison we drink, all of us. So there, little heads up. Now, make this really fast. And remember, I was informed last week that I have gotten soft on the phones. So we need to have a little disclaimer. Do not tell me you love the show. Don't ask me how I am. Don't do anything. When I say your name, get right to the point and get right to the point quickly or you're getting the hook. All right? Renee, St. Louis, go.
I brought you cheese balls in St. Louis.
I love you.
I love you too. I am calling because I need some advice. Our daughter's 19. She's a good kid, but she tried to have a conversation with her. She's got a couple people that think they're trans. Tried to have a conversation, went sideways, and I don't know how to approach it.
Remember something? We talked about it on this show. It was months ago. About the percentage of young people now who are LGBTQ Air Force somewhere on that spectrum. It's shockingly high, shockingly high. But people have done studies on top of that study. It was 30 to 40%. I mean, it was a shocking number. But people dug into that study more, and you know what they found? They found that almost all of them come out the back end of that phase, and not only do they come out the back end of it, they come out the back end of it without having actually physically harmed themselves in any way or even touched, you know, anyone else. I'm not going to go into the details of it. Without acting on any of the LGBTQ Air Force stuff, they come out of it the other way. So why do young people do it? Because, again, it's what our culture incentivizes now. It's the cool thing. Hey, which part of the LGBTQ Air Force crew are you? Oh, I'm the plus, or I'm the this, or I'm the that. It's just an in thing to do. That's a long way of saying if they're 19, look, 19-year-olds are still figuring out who they are. I let the daggone thing go. The good chance is they'll figure it out. And if it's your daughter and not your daughter's friends, count your blessing on. Or if it's your daughter's friends and not your daughter, count your blessings on that, huh? All right. I have to address a couple quick things, and then we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to, and it's going to be friggin' awesome, and then we're going to check out of here. But I want to get to this email real quick. Jesse, I bought a 3-pack of Eden Pure air purifiers for my house like you suggested. They make the room smell so clean and fresh, I am so impressed. I also used the code Jesse3. I love the guy for throwing in the code. He remembered the code. I used the code Jesse3 to save a bunch. Yeah, $200. Thanks a lot for your advice. You can use my name on the radio if you like. Thank you so much for being a great American, Jesse. I'm a longtime listener. Think you give the best advice. We take a lot of pride in the companies we speak for here on this show. We vet them. We take a lot of pride in them. Eden Pure, man, you want to talk about a little miracle. It's just a little black box miracle that cleans the air in your home. And he said the code Jesse3. If you go to EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3, he said it saves you money. $200. You get a 3-pack of these for $200 off. I've never heard from someone who regretted it. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Saved the death threats, though, for the fact I forgot to finish my story. I teased the story earlier in the show about Democrats being anti-American and how they're going to make the American flag a symbol of hate and extremism. And I teased the story about the New York Times, and then I didn't finish it up just because I forgot. There's no other reason, so allow me to finish it now. I was running for Congress. It was the Tea Party year. The communist media organizations like the New York Times started to think, oh my gosh, they might have a chance to win. So the New York Times sent a reporter down to knock on doors with me. Now, what was I doing knocking on doors? Just a heads up. I was knocking on doors trying to make sure I could get Republicans to get out and vote for me. I wanted to turn out the vote and win over any independents. You don't waste your time, in general, at least in this area, you didn't waste your time knocking on the doors of Democrat homes. There's just no point, right? Well, understand, we have a list. It's public record. We have a list of, and I don't remember if the names were on there. I don't think the names were on there, but it was public information. We had a list. We knew whether it was a Democrat home, Democrat and Republican home, two Republicans. We knew how the voters were registered in the home. So I go out and I'm knocking on Republican doors. New York Times guy just hates my guts. It's fantastic, right? He thinks I'm arrogant, which that's so ridiculous. Why would he think the Shogun is arrogant, Chris? Anyway, he thinks I'm arrogant. He hates me, thinks I'm a fire-breathing nutcase. And he notices something. He says, I notice you're knocking on all these independent homes. All these homes of the independents. And I said, yeah. And he said, why so many independents today? And I said, well, no, all those independent homes, they all had American flags. And he said, what's that have to do with anything? I said, if your home flies an American flag, I've been knocking on a lot of doors. It's well north of 90%. The chances that independent in that home is actually a Republican. Democrats do not fly the American flag. Oh, that's not true. You saying Democrats hate America? I said, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yes, why is this complicated? I'm glad you're picking up on this, New York Times. Yes, he thought I was an absolute Neanderthal. Nevertheless, if you've ever knocked on doors, you know what I just said is absolutely true. Democrats do not fly the American flag. They had to be shamed into it at their own convention. Why? Is it because they're un-American? Wrong. Not un-American. Anti-American. They believe the country sucks. They're trying to burn it down. They believe you are evil for trying to stop them. That's simply a fact. We'll talk about poison. They've drank a lot of poison. They think the place sucks. Vern in Illinois, go.
Thank you, Jesse, for taking my call. I'm Vern from Illinois, O'Fallon, Illinois, matter of fact. And I appreciate the information you gave me tonight in regards to the poisoning of us and how we're getting along with it. I attended tonight our local city council meeting where it was deja vu as you.
Vern, you thanked me for taking your call. You've thanked me for taking your call. I even let you go an extra second just so maybe I even gave you a chance to take it back. I shouldn't have given you a chance. No small talk here on the Jesse Kelly Show. No small talk. We are rude here. When I say your name and city, get to the point. All right? Now, what's that make me? Rude? Maybe. But it also makes me a straight shooter. That's because I own Mantis X. How about that? Anyway, do you have your Mantis X? Did you give me 10 minutes this weekend? I gave you 10 minutes. Attaches right to your weapon. You practice inside of your home. And I've brought this up before. I want to emphasize this again. Do you think the Green Berets use Mantis X just because it's target practice with my cell phone? Or do you think they use it because it actually makes them better? Mantis X will put you through drills. There are various little achievement badges. You will watch yourself get better in front of your eyes without firing a shot. You don't have to drive to the range. You don't have to leave the air conditioning. Go to MantisX.com right now and get one. MantisX.com. Don't hope you're ready. Don't hope you're ready to take on whatever comes your way. Make sure. The only way you do that is practice, practice, practice. MantisX.com.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
headlines we didn't get to.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene introduces articles of impeachment against Merrick Garland following unprecedented raid on President Trump's home. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the one who votes the right way on virtually every bill and also is constantly out there fighting for the things we care about every time. And mysteriously, she's the one Democrats and establishment Republicans tell me I should hate all the time. Huh, that's funny. Capri Sun recalls thousands of pouches. They may contain a cleaning solution instead. I remember the unending shame I used to carry around as a child trying to get that straw in the top of the Capri Sun. And how many I didn't have the fingers for it, Chris. I just wasn't good. Look, I just, yes, I would end up, no, you know what? The fingers, I've got the fingers. All right, look at my fingers. You see this? I have huge hands. I have the fingers. My fingers are plenty long enough to handle the job. I didn't have the patience. I'd start just trying to make a little prick in the top of, just trying to prick the little silver thing at the beginning. And I'd start, and then I would think I had it. So I'd press, and only I'd press too early, and then boop, the straw itself would do that little thing where it boop, it breaks open a little bit. And the second the straw does the boop where it breaks, now you're done. Now the straw will just bend every time you try to stab. Well, look, if you're a child trying to get to the heavenly Capri Sun inside that little pouch, that's like torture. So you're not just going to give it up. Now you have no choice but to stab it and stab it and stab it. Chris said, did you turn it over? Chris, you know I don't have the intelligence to think about that. Not in a million years did I think about turning it over and stabbing it on the bottom. I would stay there and I look like Ted Bundy just stabbing this thing over and over and over. You know what? It's got too dark. The end of Roe versus Wade could enable a horrifying neo-Nazi plot. Remember, there aren't separate groups. There's only one group selling various malcontents different things. Only one group. There's a reason. Wait a minute. Abortion and Nazism, they're now together? Dog reportedly contracts monkeypox from the owners. Ew. Dr. Burke's book says pharma companies responsible for thousands of deaths during the COVID peak. That's funny because Dr. Burks herself is also responsible for thousands of deaths. Man crashes car into the U.S. Capitol barrier and fires shots into the air. We are living in some crazy times. Victims from New York recovering after 8 wounded in Jerusalem shooting. Golly. 800 Americans evacuated from Afghanistan since the Taliban takeover. Imagine how much it would suck to be stuck in Afghanistan with the Taliban there. Oh, golly. You think they can get Capri Suns? No, sir. No, sir. The sweeping climate bill. When you'll see the impact? Oh, pretty much immediately. We're screwed. Trump's raid. The DOJ seized privileged attorney-client materials. You should also know during the DOJ raid, they grabbed Trump's passports. And then the media ran out there and said, no, we didn't grab Trump's passports. And the FBI has since sent out an email saying, sorry, we accidentally got your passports. You can come pick them up soon. You accidentally grabbed his passports? Oh, sure. You got a bridge to sell me in San Francisco? All right. We'll hang on again tomorrow, I promise. I'll be great then, too. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.